For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. I know over here it's extremely hot out, and this is a pre-tape, so I can only imagine what it's going to be a week from now. Woo! You got to get, if you're a walker like I am, man, you got to get up early because that steam out there and that heat will try to do you in, won't it? Well, I hope you're doing great. I hope you're having a great morning. And we're going to make headway today, this week, on our determined notes. I'm giving you highlights or bullets from the conference, which I believe I'm pre-taping. So we haven't even had it yet. But at the sound of this teaching, we will have already had it. And I'm believing it's going to be phenomenal. I do. Be it done to me according to my faith. Is that not right? We've worked hard. We believe we're in God's will with it. So it gives us the confidence to step out and say, thank you, God, for lives being changed and people being brought into the kingdom of God. Excitement once again. Revival taking place in the hearts of people. Determination by the Holy Ghost going everywhere. Resurrection happening. So we're just believing. And I'll give you the report. Determined, the definition, having made a firm decision and being resolved not to change it. You've made a firm decision. This is it. This is what I believe. This is what I'm doing. I'm not going back. You're resolved not to change it. Our daughter Hannah uses a word called intentional quite a bit. She'll say, Mom, that girl was intentional on what she did. Means done on purpose. It was deliberate. It was full of purpose. Are you intentional? Are you determined to accomplish something on the earth? Well, let's look at the Apostle Paul out of Philippians 3:10. I want to give you four areas, and I gleaned from Paul. But Paul says in the Amplified, my determined purpose is that I will know him. Now watch how it amplifies out. That I can progressively, are you progressing, my brethren? More deeply and intimately acquainted with him. Perceiving, recognizing, understanding the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. This is what Paul was saying. I'm determined to know him. Friend, Paul's writing the letter in prison. You know, and I'm thinking, man, Paul, you know, he done write, I'm determined to get out of here. I'm determined to smear that in her face when I get out of here. You know, Paul's like, you know what I'm determined about? I want to know God. I just want to know him more and more and more. The word know there, my friend, in both the Old and New Testament is in the Greek, genosko or genosko, G-I-N-O-S-K-O. And it is describing the most intimate knowledge of another person, not just intellectual knowledge, but intimate. The way that Adam knew Eve. It's intimate. It'll be that cry, I want to know you, God, that's going to keep you in the good. It'll be that cry, God, I need to know you. I need to hear your voice. That'll keep you in the hard and in the bad. It'll be that cry, God, I want to know you. That's going to carry you through your destiny. More tomorrow on Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.